Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm. Johnson Wealth and Income Management and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are not associated entities. Johnson Wealth and Income Management is a franchisee of Retirement Income Source, LLC. Retirement Income Source, LLC and Sound Income Strategies, LLC are associated entities.
What kind of a retirement plan allows millions of people to lose 30 to 50% of their life savings just as they near retirement?
It's a society based on freedom and choice and personal responsibility. There are no guarantees.
It's important that people deal with someone to make sure to provide lifetime income.
Lifetime income.
And now to our story.
Welcome to the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson, powered by Johnson Wealth and Income Management. Are you living the life you want? Are you prepared for retirement as you believe you should be? What are your goals for retirement, and how are you going to reach them? In the next 30 minutes of today's program, let's explore the principles necessary to live the capitalized life and the retirement of your dreams. Now, here's this week's Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with your host, Matthew Johnson.
And welcome to this episode of the Capitalized Life and Retirement Show. I'm your host, Matthew Johnson, president and owner of Johnson Wealth and Income Management, a retirement income source. Located in Clear Lake and Humboldt, Iowa, serving clients in northern Iowa and southern Minnesota. Well, how are you today? Hope you're doing well, taking a little bit of time for yourself. Maybe you're running errands. Maybe you're in the garage having a cup of coffee. Maybe you're sitting on your porch watching the people bustling around your town. Either which way, I am absolutely so very blessed to have you here. Today, we're going to be talking about ice cream parlors, and more importantly, we're going to be discussing overpriced ice cream parlors. Believe it or not, that's right. You may not understand what ice cream parlors have to do with you and with your retirement and with what's going on in your portfolio, but today, I assure you, if you stay to the very end, you're going to have a better appreciation about ice cream parlors and about the stock market and about what advisors do, what advisors don't do, and what you as an investor should be watching out for. Now, before we get into today's program, I do want to encourage each and every one of you. If you've never been to our website, I encourage you to go johnsonwim.com. There's just a wealth of information that is on that website. There is all of the past radio shows. You can go to our YouTube channel, The Capitalized Life. You can even reach out and ask questions, and I encourage each and every one of you as listeners, submit questions and topics that you feel interested in that you want to be able to better explore. And that's what makes this radio show so fun, because I'm able to communicate with my listeners, you. I also encourage you, if you've been looking for a down-to-earth practical guide for being able to take your retirement from where it is to where you want it to be, where you can have less stress, you can have more income and be able to do more things without that worry of running out of money before you run out of life, I encourage you to get a copy of my book, The Capitalized Retirement. This is something that's available on all major book resellers, and it's something that you can get, have it sent straight to your home, and you're going to have something that is written in plain English that's going to be able to help you better see what you need to start implementing and what you need to potentially start doing so as to make certain that your principal remains safe or safer and your income is maximized for the rest of your life. So what's all this information that we're going to be studying about ice cream parlors? Well, today, in all honesty, it's not really ice cream parlors. Today, what we're going to be discussing is really something called the PE ratio. Now, PE is just something that stands for price to earnings ratio. And this is something that helps us take something that's extremely large and boil it down into something very simple so that our human minds can understand something big. You know, when you start looking into and researching corporations and all of the various different arms of business that corporation has, when you start hearing things like EBITDA and you start hearing about profit margins and loss and gains and all of these various different things that can become very confusing. In fact, I would say that the vast majority of Americans today don't want to have anything to do with that. And that's okay. That's really the reason why I have a career. But this is something that is important enough that I wanted to be able to share it with you, because you could be in danger and not even know it. Now, there's going to be a lot of analogies in today's radio show, but I use analogies because people remember stories. And the first thing that I want to start out with is the volatility. We know that the market, man, oh man, the market was really good in November. We know that the market was pretty good in December. And then we know since then, the market has pulled back. It's almost as if someone is putting the brakes on the market. What is going on? Why is the market doing that? Why is the market not continuing to go up? If you look at your portfolio, you may have realized that since getting your December portfolio statement, you may have these little things called parentheses, and the market is getting choppier. It's getting more volatile. Why is that? Well, first and foremost, I want to give you the first analogy, which is something I've used in the past. I want you to just imagine for a moment that there is a pilot, and this pilot is piloting this commercial airline, and all of a sudden he's flying over a particular terrain of the United States, and he announces on the intercom that there's going to be turbulence. And all of a sudden, sure enough, he hits that turbulence. And man, it starts bouncing that plane around. Well, to you, that turbulence can be pretty scary, can be pretty unsettling. And yet, you and I both know that that pilot probably didn't even spill a drop of his coffee up front. Now, why is that? The reality is that that pilot is probably going through turbulence every single day that he's at work. In some way, shape, or form, yeah, he probably has plenty of flights that are smooth, but he also has probably just as many flights that experience a little or maybe even a lot of turbulence simply because of the various different paths that he's taking, the various destinations that he's flying to. You see, things that are normal for him are scary to us. And this is the reason why we need to be very careful to look and to better understand what's happening within the market today. And more importantly, when we have so many cheerleaders that are cheering the stock market along, we have to stop and ask ourselves, are they simply cheering for me, the investor that they're working for? Are they simply cheering for themselves? Are they hoping that they can get more money so that they can make a better profit, so that they can make more fees, so that they can make more commissions? For many do-it-yourselfers, they feel as though they have circumvented the system, right? They are responsible for their own investing. They are responsible for their own in-depth research. They are responsible for their own purchases and their own liquidations and their sales. And so they feel good because they've circumvented that custodian or they've circumvented the financial advisor. And in some respects, I really respect the do-it-yourselfer. But this issue of price-to-earnings ratios is very important to you as well. I want to remind each and every one of you, you have a resource. If you have a question that you've just been dying to try to get an answer on, you can always go to my website, which is johnsonwim.com, as in wealthincomemanagement.com. Just a wealth of information there. You can listen to past episodes of this radio show, as well as my weekly YouTube videos, as well as white papers. But you can also go to the dedicated radio show podcast website, which is capitalizelife.com. So this ice cream analogy here, why is it so important? Well, I want you to imagine, just kind of humor me, that there was an ice cream parlor that was in your neighborhood, and you went to this ice cream parlor periodically. You really loved the ice cream. They had your favorite. We'll say that that was chocolate toffee. And you absolutely adored this little place. It was so quaint and so beautiful. It had such smooth, wonderful, creamy ice cream. And you loved it so much that you had thought about buying the ice cream parlor. And so you strike up a conversation with the owner of the ice cream parlor. And you ask him, how much profit does this ice cream parlor make? And let's say that he wasn't a private type. He was, you know, okay discussing with you and sharing with you what this ice cream parlor did for profits. And let's say that he told you that he made and cleared about $100,000 of profit a year. Not bad. Now, let's just imagine that you suggested to him that you wanted to buy the ice cream parlor. And when he asked you how much you were willing to pay for him, pay for this parlor, you offered him the wonderful price of $3.7 million. Sounds pretty far out, doesn't it? In fact, let me ask you, would you ever dream of buying an ice cream parlor or any business for that matter that's making $100,000 of profit for $3.7 million? I bet the answer is no. I know I certainly wouldn't. Even if I had the money, I wouldn't buy a business that was only clearing $100,000 of profit for $3.7 million. When you figure out the math, that means that you would have to live 37 years before you would get your money back and you would start making profit. Now, if we don't overly complicate this analogy and we get to the real issue, which is, would you pay that much for a simple business that only made $100,000 a year and cleared it? The answer is probably no. But why does that matter to you? Because here's the caution. That's what investors today are taking and spending on the stocks that they're buying. And you know what's even worse? That there's many of you as investors that are spending even more. Some of you are spending as much as $600 million on an ice cream parlor that's going to make $100,000 of profit. And you see, some of you will actually know that you're doing this. Some of you, and I would say the majority of you, don't even know that it's being done because it's being done right underneath your nose. You see, today, within the financial services industry, there is a great determination of the institutions and the companies that are out there to keep their life simple. And simplicity is wonderful, but simplicity always comes at a cost. And the reality is that when, as investors, we are investing in things like mutual funds and index funds, or we're giving the financial advisor carte blanche, he can invest in anything a la carte he wants to. Well, unless you're actually holding that financial advisor accountable, you inherently trust that financial advisor to do his job in researching companies and buying not only good quality companies, not only companies that are going to be around for you in the future, but you're also relying upon him and trusting him to buy those companies at a price that you would pay. You see, today, investors that have gotten caught up in all of the hype, they've gotten caught up in all of the exuberance, they've been absolutely caught up in the herd mentality, I'm afraid, are overpaying for what they have in their portfolio. I encourage you, stick around as we begin to talk about the precursor to what happens potentially next and why you need to be aware of what you're paying for the various different holdings that you have in your portfolio. Sit tight. You won't want to miss this.
This is the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson.
If you're age 64 to 73, there are critical updates for what you need to know about your retirement accounts.
Consider this your personal invitation to join Matthew Johnson of Johnson Wealth and Income Management for a special educational event for retirees and people nearing retirement, How to Avoid the Largest IRS Tax Penalty. At this event, Matthew will cover key provisions in the Secure 2.0 Act, how to calculate your RMDs under these new rules, the impact of updating age requirements and timing for RMD withdrawals, plus changes to employer-sponsored retirement accounts, and whether Roth conversions are a smart choice under these latest regulations. Join Matthew and the team Tuesday, January 21st, 6 p.m. at Iowa Lakes Community College in Algona. Seating is limited, may fill up fast. Reserve your seat today. Call 866-290-3837. That's 866-290-3837. Or visit us online at johnsonwim.com.
Time now for more of the Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson.
And welcome back to the second half of the Capitalized Life and Retirement Show. If you're just joining us, welcome to today's program. Today we're discussing something called price-to-earnings ratios. We've been discussing an ice cream parlor and helping us understand what price to earnings ratios really are and why it's important to you. Even if you don't do your own investing, it's important to investigate what is being paid for the positions that you're purchasing. So let's go back to this analogy in case you weren't here for the first half. Let's say that you walked into an ice cream parlor. It's one that you've really liked. It's in your neighborhood. And you decide that, you know what, you're curious enough about the profitability of this company because you want to buy the parlor. And so you talk to the owner, and the owner suggests that his profit per year is $100,000 a year. And you suggest to him, you know what, I want to buy this parlor. And when he asks you how much you're willing to pay for the ice cream parlor, you give him a bid of $3.7 million. Now, number one, I think that there's going to be two things that we can deduct from that analogy. Number one, you are absolutely loaded with money and you're a bit of a nut. And number two, he's going to be laughing all the way to the bank because it's going to take you 37 years of scooping ice cream to make your money back before you can start making a profit. And well, he's going to retire very successfully, not having to scoop another single scoop of ice cream for the next 37 years. Now, what does that mean to you as an investor? Today, if we look at the stock market, if we pay attention to the various companies that are in the stock market today, what we know is that the average market right now is showing us that we have a PE ratio of just under 37. Now, why is that impactful? Well, I want to take you back in time. When stock markets get overheated, when they get too frothy, all of a sudden, an extremely high price-to-earnings ratio is a bit of a signal that things are getting too overpriced. If I take you back to October of 1999, before the stock market went into what is now referred to as the dot-com bubble, where the S&P 500 lost 50%, the price-to-earnings ratio was 43. That's extremely high. That means that people are buying ice cream parlors that make $100,000 for $4.3 million. Does that make sense? And the answer is no, that doesn't make sense at all. Who would do that? Then let's fast forward. Here's 2009. January of 2009, we have gone through the Great Recession of 2007 and 8. The market is at its low. The S&P is down 60%. That's 60. And guess what? We see that the price to earnings ratio is at 14. That's a much better PE ratio. The lower the number, the better the purchase price. Now, let's take a look at where the stock market was in October of 2021. Why is October of 2021 important? Well, think about when the market got overheated because of the Federal Reserve lowering interest rates to zero. And all of a sudden, the stock market goes to the moon, right? We're hitting new highs every single day. Well, as the price of the stock is going up, if the company does not have the kind of profitability, it does not have the profit to be able to merit that kind of a stock price, that PE ratio goes up. And price to earnings ratios were 38.5. What is the PE ratio today? It's on the verge of cresting 37. So this is a cautionary tale. I am no fortune teller, ladies and gentlemen, but as an advisor, I want all of you to be safe. I want all of you to be exercising caution. What we're seeing in the stock market right now, where all of a sudden there's a bit of a pullback, people are starting to wake up and smell the coffee. People are starting to ask themselves, is it really smart for me to pay this kind of a price for a company that hasn't seen a profit, or the profits aren't nearly what they should be for the price that the stock is asking? Well, these are questions that I ask you. Is your financial advisor overpaying with your money to buy stock? You see, there's only two ways that price to earnings ratios can come down. Either A, that company has to have years to be able to somewhat kind of grow into that price to earnings ratio, or the other way that the price to earnings ratio can come down is if the stock price falls. Now, if you've been listening to this radio show for some time and you've got a burning question, I encourage you, go to our website, johnsonwim.com, as in wealthincomemanagement.com, where you will be able to email us whatever questions that you have. I try to, from time to time, pick out a question and throw it into a radio show if I think that it fits with the discussion and the topic of the day. But certainly, if you send us a question and it's something that I know that I can explicitly answer for you and I can help give you a little bit of guidance, I'm willing to do that. So go ahead, go to our website, johnsonwim.com, and you'll be able to see previous radio shows. You'll be able to see TV interviews as well as our weekly YouTube videos that I record each week. And you'll be able to reach out to us personally. Believe it or not, we are human beings and we do look at our email. It is something that is a part of our daily life. If you want a little bit of history, if you're into history like I am, I encourage you to go out and do a little research on something called Tulip Mania. Tulip Mania is a fascinating piece of history that occurred to Holland. But just in brief, remember that way back in the day, tulips never came in multiple bursts of color. They were generally solid in color until what they call the mosaic disease occurred. And then all of a sudden, these tulip flowers, these blossoms, started having little spikes and speckles of color. They came in all sorts of different colors, and this became so popular among the people of Holland that they actually started trading tulip bulbs. And what's so fascinating is how much people were willing to pay for a tulip bulb during Tulip Mania. But that's not the point. The point is then what happened after the fact. What happened after all of a sudden the people of Holland woke up to the reality that this is stupid. I'm giving 3 oxen in order to buy 1 tulip bulb. What happened then? Well, the short answer is it nearly bankrupted the country of Holland. So you see, when we rely upon our financial advisors, somebody somewhere is always losing money. Some client somewhere is always losing money. Financial advisors tend to become immune to the risks. They become immune to the loss of money. And they know, and so does Wall Street, that they can't make money on your money unless your money is with them. And so as the stock market is going onward and upward and they become the cheerleaders and they're jumping up and down with their pom-poms and they're trying to get you to spend more and more money on the market and on common stock as you're getting closer and closer and closer to retirement, where at that point you cannot afford major losses. Instead, you need to preserve your principal. You need your principal to be producing for you an income that is not only going to help you maintain your lifestyle, but an income that's not going to be coming at the sake of your principal. In other words, you're not having to sell any of your principal to get income. Your principal is what is generating the interest and the dividend income. This is a cautionary tale, folks. This is something that I want you to seriously consider, because so many of you, as hardworking Americans that have been pumping money into your 401ks and your 403bs, you certainly have been seeing the surge of the value of your account, and you don't want it to end. And I'm warning you, I'm reminding you that all good things do come to an end. And the problem is, when you entrust that institution that you're investing with, or you entrust that financial advisor with your money, you're not only risking your money, you're also risking your time. And time is your most valuable asset. You see, when the market begins to decline and the value of your portfolio shrinks, you're not going to feel good about spending money in retirement. You're not going to feel good about taking and selling shares at a loss. This is the reason why reducing your risk as you get closer to retirement is prudent. You're not going to be able to take the trips that you want if you're having to sell at a loss. You're not going to feel good about it. You're going to instead wait for the market to come back. And waiting is the same thing as wasting time. And time, if it is your most valuable asset, is something that you don't want to waste. You've worked how many years? 20, 30, 40. Some of you, you've worked as long as 50 years and you're retired. And you want to be able to enjoy, and you want to be able to do what you want to do when you want to do it. Let me ask you, is it worth joining the hype of Wall Street in order for you to be able to show a bigger balance, knowing that that bigger balance can disappear overnight? All of a sudden, before you know it, at the blink of an eye, due to the addition of certain laws, due to the implementation of tariffs, due to a change of policy over here, or even the change of an attitude within the market, is it really worth you risking everything that you've worked so hard to save? Price-to-earnings ratios never get enough credit. Price-to-earnings ratios help us to be able to see when the market is getting too frothy. It helps us to see when we're overpaying for something. And this is the reason why you, as an investor, need to be holding your advisor accountable. Holding yourself accountable if you're a do-it-yourselfer, making certain that you're paying attention to these little indications here and there that the market always seems to manifest before something bad happens. Now, I'm certainly not a Debbie Downer. I have a lot of optimism and enthusiasm about what is going to come to our economy and our country and our market over the next several years. But the reality is that we may be seeing a bit of a correction. We may be seeing and experiencing pain before the pleasure actually comes. The problem is, I don't want that to prevent you from living the retirement that you deserve, a retirement that produces more income than you need so you can do everything that you want. I'm Matthew Johnson. Hopefully this has given you a little bit of food for thought, something to investigate. If you feel as though your financial advisor may not be actually doing what's most prudent for you, but instead is following the hype and following the crowd of the investment world, well, you owe it to yourself to make certain that you're guarding your money from unnecessary loss. I'm Matthew Johnson. Thank you so much for listening and watching. And remember, it's up to you to make today a great day.
That's all the time we have for today. To schedule 15 minutes with Matthew off the air, call 866-290-3837. That's 866-290-3837. And for more information, visit us online at johnsonwim.com. That's johnsonwim.com. We will be back again next week at this same time for another Capitalized Life and Retirement Program with Matthew Johnson.